These are the basic instructions for doing an oil meditation or a meditation with an essential oil. And certainly you can shift some of these instructions, change them to any way that feels natural to you. This is based on quite a number of years of work that I've done meditating with the oils, and I think my scientific mind likes to finally get to a kind of an ideal way or an ideal system to gather information. And in this sense, we're gathering and receiving information in nonlinear and abstract ways. But even still, even though it's a nonlinear abstract way of receiving information, it's still nice to have a protocol. So with that said, what I encourage you to do is practice this particular protocol for a little while, and perhaps you practice it over the course of this year in Healing Oil Collective, and then later on down the road, if you feel led to try something different, then definitely try it. And of course, there is always a lot to be said about creatively improvising when we can't do it under ideal circumstances. I've definitely done little mini versions of this in busy places, and that's quite valuable too. But I'll describe the basic protocol under ideal circumstances, and if you can strive to do this, I think you'll find it quite fruitful. So in this audio are the basic instructions, and then in subsequent audios, you will be guided through a couple of different processes, meditative processes, in this case with neroli in particular. So the basic instructions are as follows. You find a place that's quiet, that you won't be experiencing distractions. Turn off phone and anything that's going to beep or make noises. You know, close your space so that it feels sealed and safe. If you like, of course, you can light a candle. I like to light candles to set intentions, but you don't absolutely have to. And then you have the oil that you'll be working with. And you take the oil that you're going to be working with. You have the bottle handy. And you start by making yourself comfortable. Perhaps you might feel yourself center into your body. Take a few breaths and relax and sort of bring your mind back from all of the different things that it might be tangled up with. And if you like to set space somehow by having a prayer or some people like to call in the four directions, it might just be as simple as in your heart and in your mind, feeling a sense of peace and calm and a quality of intentionality. And then from that space place, you call in the spirit of whatever the oil is you're working with. You call in the spirit of whatever oil it is that you're working with, and you ask it to teach you. So it's something like this. I call in the spirit of neroli to teach me. And of course, find words that resonate with you. But in essence, you're beckoning the essence, the spirit of the oil, to come in and minister to your soul, really, and to teach you. And then after you do that, you're going to take a drop or two of oil. You want a drop to be on each pointer finger. And then you take one pointer finger and with the oil, and you put it at the base of your tailbone. You just slide your finger down, kind of hook it into the base of your tailbone. Sounds a little odd, but I'll say more about this in a moment. And then you take the other finger with oil, and you go to the top of your head, to the crown. And it's literally, if you have your head slightly bent forward, it's going to be the top, the apex of the head. And oftentimes there's an indention there, a little divot. And of course, yes, for probably most of us, we're pushing through a little bit of hair. That's no problem. You just sort of slide your finger through the hair and rest it lightly. Same with the finger at the tailbone, lightly resting on both points. Close the eyes if they're not already closed. And then you feel in your mind's eye, you might picture or feel or simply know, the connection that goes all the way from top to bottom, from the top of the spine to the base of the spine. Feel that connection make the articulations all the way up and through the center, through the heart, all the way up to the top, and then all the way back down to the bottom, a bidirectional flow. As soon as you feel, see, know that connection, simply release your fingers from those places. And if you have a little bit of oil left on your finger that you placed up on your crown, I just dab it under my nose. Just wipe a little bit under my nose there. And then sit in a relaxed manner, but with your spine straight and uplifted. And sit in a way that you can sit still for perhaps even up to 10 minutes. At this point, when I do meditations, I generally don't set a timer. But there was a period of time when I really liked to set a timer, and it helped my mind be at ease. So you might like to set a timer, and what I recommend is setting the timer for 7 minutes. So in this case, you will have set the timer just before you put the oil on your finger. Set the timer, put the oil, hold on the base of the tailbone, which is the point du or GV2 in Chinese medicine, and then the top of the head, du or GV20. And we choose those points because the tailbone and the sacrum represent our ancient, ancient past. You know, it is literally our tail in terms of our evolutionary development. It's an extraordinary ancient structure within our body. And we're connecting that up to the crown, the occiput at the base of the head being the bone that represents the future, the trajectory of the future. We're going up to the crown and the crown energy center, which is at the top of the head, which is said to connect and open us up to higher realms, our higher self, and what we could say divine energies, or even perhaps angelic energies, if you like to think in those terms. So we're connecting our sort of deep earthly roots with our heavenly and higher self energies, and we're making that connection through the spine, through the heart, which is the heart representing the ever-present now. So here you are now sitting for 7 minutes or longer if you like. And during that time, you're literally just receiving and letting things move through. And everything that you experience is part of what it is that that oil has to teach you. And I can't say enough about this. Everything that you experience is part of what it is that the oil wants to teach you. There's nothing outside of the experience of what the oil wants to share. And the truth is, this is the same about life. Within life, we have this tendency to think when things are going really smoothly and good that we must be on the right track and things are good. You know, we're living a we're living a good life and maybe a spiritual life. And when things aren't going well and we're suffering, that somehow we're doing something wrong, and that's not part of what should be happening. But the truth is, it is all divine, and it's all part of our essence. It's all part of our spiritual growth. It's all part of our soul's development. Nothing's outside of that. So again, this oil meditation mirrors that truth. And so say, for example, you begin the meditation, and what's happening for you is your mind is feeling restless, and it's thinking about the 5 things that you didn't put on your to-do list that you don't want to forget. And maybe then you're thinking, what am I? I'm wasting my time doing this silly thing. And how could an oil really talk to me? And, you know, whatever it is that's going on. And then you're just continuing to sit without moving unless you really, really need to, but it's nice to be still. Then something happens. Your shoulder softens. And then as your shoulder softens, you feel like an essence of a faint memory of a time when you were in the kitchen with your mother when you were young, and you sort of see a story play out from there. And then you have a kind of a sadness come over you because you miss the times that felt really pure before things got hard. And then this progresses into a feeling of tightness into your belly, And then that relaxes. And so on it goes. You kind of get the feel for this. Everybody's quite different in the way they experience these meditations. So some people, it's very body-oriented in terms of things softening and tightening and moving. Some people, it's storyline, sort of stories that play out one after another, memory stories. For some people, it's a series of images or words. Some people will actually receive whole sentences, whole poems. Recently, when we did a Neroli meditation at Master Healer, Sally received the beautiful gift, and she referred to it as a gift from Neroli, and it was this extraordinary poem, which I've shared with you on the platform as one of the lessons, and definitely read that if you haven't. It really captures a lot of the essence of Neroli. And you may have periods where you don't feel like anything is happening, or you just have uncomfortable sensations, resistance, annoyance. But no matter what the experience is, you're letting the experience just be the experience. And one of the hardest things can be if you're receiving lots of really incredible insight and sort of things that feel like downloads about Neroli. If you can, resist the urge to come out of the meditative state and write before the 7 minutes is up. Just let yourself go through a process of trusting that what needs to be there will be there when you start writing. And it's a practice in relaxing our anticipatory nature, and it's a practice in becoming a vessel for receiving. And it's very important to be still for this type of receptivity in the beginning. There's going to be other processes that we go through. So the timer dings, you come out of your meditation, and without talking to anyone, you pick up your pen and pad, and you begin writing. You write. And what I have found to be really useful is if you take your page in your notebook and you draw a line down the page that separates about two-thirds of the page on one side and one-third of a page on the other. And the line is going north and south, up and down. You write the name of the oil at the top, the date, and where you are. And then on the side that has the smaller column, you jot down all the keywords that come to you. Calming, smoothing, soothing, uplifting, like angel's wings, like baby's breath, you know, little phrases and words. And then in the section that's the larger section, you're going to write out the storyline, what unfolds. What I just did earlier. At first I was tense and my mind was thinking this and that. And then I felt my shoulder relaxed. And then I remembered being in the kitchen with my mother and so on. Write all of that out. Now, after you finish writing and it really feels like, okay, I've sort of, you know, dug in as much as I can. This is all that's coming forth. Then you're going to do one really important thing where so much wisdom and information can come from, and that is that you say to yourself, and you say in essence to the oil that you're working with, is there anything else that you want me to know? And then you just write. Don't think about it, just write. Is there anything else you want me to know? Write, write, write. Is there anything else that you want me to know? Write, write, write. And do this literally until nothing else comes forth, till there's nothing else that wants to be written. And I think that you will be pleasantly surprised and perhaps even amazed at what will come out during that time. I've had oils give me whole sentences about their nature and about what they're here to help us with that I don't even think my mind could make that up. It's actually totally extraordinary. I've received information about how certain oils want to be used in relationship to children or in relationship to certain populations or in relationship to certain diseases or disorders. I'm an acupuncturist by training, so sometimes an oil will say certain points that it likes to be on, certain body zones, etc., other oils that it likes to be with. You literally are tapping in to something that's much bigger than your individual mind. And if you relax and let that flow come, it's It's quite extraordinary and incredibly valuable. Now, when you finish saying, is there anything else, and there's nothing left to write, then you can stop. And what works really beautifully is if you can do this meditation with someone else, or perhaps even with multiple people, because what happens if you each go around the room then and you share what it is that you received, and you give with each person, you give them the complete floor, so to speak. So you let one person share everything, and then you let the next person share everything, and then you let the next person share everything. When everybody's done sharing, then you all talk together and pull the themes out. And what will blow you all away, and I've seen this over and over and over again, so I can tell you with utter confidence, is that there will be central themes that come through each of you that are the same. And they come through a little bit differently because you each have unique histories and unique ways of communicating. But nevertheless, it's the same central theme that comes through. And this builds a lot of confidence in this process. That's why I absolutely love it. I think it's very easy to discount what comes through intuitive channels. And sometimes we feel like we want to be very mindful and careful around not getting lost, say, in magical thinking. But what is actually happening here is we are utilizing our imagination, but we're utilizing our imagination to help us basically access portals to, I know this sounds very sci-fi, but we are allowing our imagination to help us access portals to other realms and to other ways of knowing. The oils themselves also help us to access portals to different ways of knowing. And I say that in a very grounded and solid way, and based on a tremendous amount of experience, both personally and professionally and clinically. So if you can, and especially if you tend to doubt information that comes through what might feel like imaginative channels or intuitive channels, then try doing this with another or a group of people. And if you cannot, then don't worry. Just simply do the meditation yourself and then engage either in the comments section on the platform, the comments section. You can say some things and then you'll see other people's comments. Or if you have the Healing Oil Collective professional package, then you can engage on the forum around what it is that you're getting. You can also certainly email me directly if you have some sincere questions or comments that you'd like to share privately. It is always nice to share comments when you can in a shared section, because usually many more people can benefit from it that way. And oftentimes, something that one person's getting, you know, many people are getting. And so now what I would like for you to do next is go ahead and take yourself through this meditative process, either alone or with a group, and do that before you go on to listen to the next audio under the meditation lesson, because the next audio is actually a guided meditation. And it's very much guided by the oil that we're working with. And it's a different format and a different way of discovering and a different way of receiving than the basic meditation that I just described to you. So again, please do the meditation that I just described before you listen to the next meditation, which will be a guided experience. Okay, I look forward to hearing back from you what you discover.